Welcome back to Tani Talks Radio, the shiur or the lecture where we talk a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. I hope you had a good hiatus. I hope you had a good Purim, a good Pesach, and we're back. Baruch Hashem, we're blessed with our fifth child. We took a time to get to know him, and hopefully everyone else is doing well as well. It should be a zechus for Yeshua and a segula for everyone in Eretz Yisrael and beyond. Those in captivity, those who are fighting, those who need a refuah, Yeshua, everyone should only know from good things now and always. Even if we talk a secular topic, we always have it in mind to only know from good things and to always hear Besoros Tovos in all of Klal Yisrael. So a lot of times I'm thinking to myself, and I think as an OT, I'm an occupational therapist by trade, by profession, what can I do to have a therapeutic medium in my life, in my mind? And of course, we try to aim for that 30-minute window, and it should be also an aliyah of an neshama as well. This year, the lecture should be an aliyah of neshama for Yehuda ben Aharon Yaakov. We shall learn from good things. And there are very many different ways that we could do this, that we could go about this in our lives and our days, from a small medium to a large medium to a huge idea. But it could always be in different methods, in different ways. I obviously find that this time of year is very difficult for me because I connect to music. I love music. And right now it's during the Sfira time here in May 2024. We're not able to listen to live music, and I find that hard. I have to listen to the a cappella songs on repeat, on endless loop, and that's very hard to do. But hopefully that too shall pass in just a couple of weeks and we could be able to do that. But that's a medium for me, a very simple medium, very simple way of going about it, is to be able to have it where we know that we could listen to music in a way we want it to be, that we could listen and we could use the music in a way, and it's fantastic to use music. But when we're in the sphere up here, we can't do that, but that's one of my therapeutic mediums to do so. I like it to be where I can listen to music all the time, whether it be on the train going to work or coming back from work, whether it could be, you know, cooking with the kids, whether it could be different methods or different manners. That's how I like it to be. That's how I like it to go about in my own life. That's number one. Music is always key. I myself play the guitar, and I've been playing, thank God, for over 25 years. I started when I was 10, and many, many years later, we finally got the golden guitar, the Martin, which sounds the best. Of course, I can't use that now either during Sphere, which is really hard for me, but hopefully we'll have it back in a few weeks, and maybe we'll even have a Kunzis in town. Hopefully we're working on that. But there are different mediums, there are different methods and different therapeutic aspects and ways that we could bring into our life, bring into our aspects of our days to go about it, because there's so much stress, there's so much difficulty in our life, there's so much things that are inputs and triggers and stressors in our life. How could we go about it? A lot of people say that if you have a difficult day at work, you have difficult bosses, difficult people at life. I used to have a boss in one of my previous jobs who was a narcissist. My wife diagnosed as, we don't know, but probably was a bully. Mr. Gardeman, if you don't come in 5 minutes with all of your information with your student, I'm going to have your head and I'm going to call that student's parent. Picking on me for the whole time I was there. We finally got out a couple of years ago and got to my current site, which is fantastic, thank God, working in the DOE, working with public school. When you have people like that in your life, whether it be professionally or personally, these are difficult factors, difficult people to deal with. We don't want to have to deal with such people. We need a sublimation. As Freud would explain, I was a psychology major in YU. We need to sublimate those feelings, those difficult emotions, and put it in a much more conducive, a much more functional manner. Take that energy, take that negative energy, take that difficulty, and put it in a way where it can be used. So people will go to the gym, people will go to like a boxing gym, they'll use a punching bag, and sometimes they'll even put a picture of their mortal enemy, of the difficult person, of someone that bothers them, and they will punch the living daylights out of the bag. But that's much better than other things, right? We know the typical example, a guy comes home really, really mad from work and he kicks the dog, is an example we had in psych class, because that's displacement, another defense mechanism that's not good. He was yelled at work by his boss, and then, you know, the wife and the kids were angry at him. What's he going to do with all that anger? So he kicks the dog. Not a good way of going about things, not the right way. That's displacement, not in a good manner. We want to sublimate all of our feelings, all of these emotions into a conduit that really works. So for me, the guitar, playing the guitar actually is very, very cathartic. It's very soothing to my soul. It's very balming to the soul. I almost feel the soul being lined when playing the guitar. So we have to find these different mediums and use them in our life. So it's two simple ones are to use the guitar, use an instrument if you're zocha, if you're meritorious to play an instrument and to use an instrument, you should definitely use it. There were many years that I didn't use it. When we first got married, my wife and I was playing a lot. Then there was a long time, and then finally I brought it back and we got the best guitar to do so. And we want to keep those things that we learn as a kid and use it. If you learn piano lessons in first grade, but you haven't used it since first grade, and now you're way later, we should bring it back. We should use it. We should have it in our life. We need ways to bring all these difficult emotions to deal with in our life. But there's even simpler things. There's calming techniques. There's breathing techniques. There's these different apps. I think one app is called Breathe. It teaches you simple ways. Breathe in through the nose 3 seconds. Hold it for 3 seconds. And let it out for 3 seconds. Very simple technique also. If you breathe and you hold it, you can do it for 3 seconds, for 4 seconds. You could hold it for 3 seconds. You could hold it for 4 seconds. And you could let it go for 3 seconds. You could let it go for 4 seconds. Calming techniques are also very good. We actually do this with a lot of students. I work in 75, District 75, special needs kids, kids with special needs. Whether they're in a class that has 6 children with the teacher, the paraprofessional, or another paraprofessional, whether they're a class of 8 students, teacher, paraprofessional. My site doesn't have 12 kids, but there are other sites that have 12 kids with a paraprofessional or 2 or 3 or 4. Different methods, different ways that we teach kids that they have to learn to breathe also. Because when I see Charlie, not a name of a student of mine, not one of my 18 kids, but when I see Charlie getting really geared up, getting really worked up, getting really, really upset, and you see him starting to get to that point, we need to catch it before it goes over the hurdle, over the hump, over the bell curve. They taught us, I once went to an autism lecture for 2 days, and they taught us something called the point of no return. You see the rumbling stage, you see them gearing up, you see them getting intense, getting upset. This actually also works for a toddler or a kid that has temper tantrums. You see the rumbling, you see it working up, you see it starting, you see it starting. How can you catch it before it goes all out, before it happens and you have to come back from that, which is the point of no return? How can we try to catch it in advance, which is what they try to teach us? So my idea in different schools, same school where there was the bully, admin, I wanted to make a calm room. I wanted to make a sensory room, a therapy room where there could be padded walls, there could be dim lights, there could be the beanbags and the soft pillows, the soft cushions, gentle music in the background, maybe a lava lamp in the corner. That was denied, but we could still try to catch it in advance. We could put the kid in a common corner. A lot of classrooms have the common corner in the DOE. We don't have a lot of money in a lot of classrooms. We have to make do with whatever we do or whatever handouts or donors choose or teachers pay teachers we might have. And we try to use it and try to help them to catch it before it gets to such a stage. But even with ourselves, Lahabda with ourselves, we need to catch it. We could feel when we also are rumbling. Who can benefit from these calming techniques, from therapeutic mediums, from therapeutic techniques for us to try to use in ourselves? We can work on our breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth, holding it for 3 seconds, doing what we can to try to participate in ourselves. They talk about a lot of times if you feel angry, you have to remove yourself from the room, remove yourself from the situation. You should go walk, you should go run, you should go jog. The guys that go jogging in 30 degrees in the shorts and the t-shirt, I'll never really understand. It is still very cold, but I understand the jogging and the putting the foot to the pound, to the pavement, to get that medium, to get that walking, to get that need of the tactile. That's actually proprioceptive and vestibular together, two of the 7 sensory systems besides for sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. We also have the body sense, which is the proprioceptive, the joint sense of movement when you're doing push-ups and you feel the different joints in action, the vestibular sense, which is the movement sense, moving around. These are things that we need to get into our life, get into our brain, get into our mind. I was thinking also today when we came up from lunch, you know, we work with these kids. I get there. I try to leave the house by 7, 7:15. I have to get to work by 8. The day ends, you know, 2:45, 2:55, depending if you take your 10 minutes. And then I try to get home by 4, and the second half of the day really starts. But when we're with these kids and we're transitioning, they have lunch at a crazy time, which I don't know why. They eat lunch at 10:15. Crazy, crazy time. That's the only time we're given to use the lunchroom. And now they want to do a structured lunch, which started today, which I thought was crazy to start in May. Not up to me. And when we go down and we switch different things from different activities from different places in the room, it's always a little bit of a balagan. It's always a little bit of a hullabaloo. Hard to switch. Transition is difficult. So when we come back, the kids are always amped up. So we were walking back from lunch. I was walking with one of my classes. I try to be in five classes this year with my 18 students, 40 sessions a week, 8 sessions a day, 5 days a week. That's how it works out, plus the documentation time and lunch and you know, treatment prep or breakfast time. When we're walking back, I'm telling the paras, you know, why is it after they eat their lunch, they're amped up and they have full energy? But after we help them eat their lunch, I feel a lack of energy. I feel very lethargic and tired. It's the opposite, you know, and other paras and professionals feel this. They all say, why are these kids always amped up at 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock? After they have the lunch, they're like rolling around the hills, jumping around the classrooms, bouncing around the different corridors of the room and corners of the room. And we're like depleted even more so. Because they have all that food, all that energy, and we don't. But we need to find those ways to input these different things for ourselves as well. So whether it's the breathing or the calming, finding music, putting music into your life on your phone, there's a great app. If you have an iPhone, we use the app, the music app, my wife and I. You download stuff from the iTunes store and you could connect it to your music app. The only thing I can't figure out to this day is how to share it to my wife's phone so that she has all the current music. It's not cool because it goes to mine, but not hers. So when it's connected to her phone, but not my phone, she's on the same loop of 200, not the 350 songs, you know? But having the phone connected to the car, to your phone, with the earphones, walking while doing dishes or while preparing for Shabbos or even putting laundry away. You want to listen to an audiobook. Jewish audiobooks are the rage that we're trying to get into. And Jewish podcasts are amazing. Obviously, we have 5 or 6 of our own, the Tani Talks universe. And music itself is also fantastic. That's why Sphere is so difficult. But those are only 2 of the different things we could do, 2 different methods. So when we're coming back from the lunch and these kids are a little amped up, we come to the room and I say, you know what? I found this really great timer. I found this really great thing, a countdown timer that we could use that not only does it have music, but it has a beautiful visual. So it's like a lava lamp timer where it has these green blobs that take over the whole screen, which is fascinating to watch. And we also have a very interesting music. Obviously, for spiritual purposes, we're not supposed to listen to the music, but it's not for me. It's for the student benefit, the student purpose. And we have that playing, and that's a simple way to calm them down and to calm ourselves down. We also put down the shades a little bit. We turn off the lights a little bit. And this way, they find it in a way where they can benefit from it. And it's good for them, and it's good for us. It's good for everyone involved, and it actually benefits all the different people. Another simple way to bring a technique involved, to bring an idea involved. When I was in undergraduate fieldwork, I went to many different places. When I was in graduate fieldwork, actually, undergraduate was volunteering to get into grad school. And in grad school, we had different fieldwork rotations. One of the best rotations, and my wife and I talk about it over the years, interesting rotation, but a very good rotation, was in downtown Brooklyn. We lived in Brooklyn for a good 3.5 years. I was in grad school for 1.5 years. And then we came out to the island, Long Island. But when I was there, I was in the mental health rotation in the BCS pros. And I was doing different groups for different people. And we were there, we're trying to do back-to-back groups. We actually created our own group back in the day, you know, the Tic Tac Touch, which I actually want to adapt to work with in day camp, God willing, with my boys, hopefully in the summer. And when we work with these clients, we work with these different people, we try to do different types of groups. We wanted to do money management. We wanted to do anger management. We wanted to do coping skills. And then I also wanted the hands-on group, which was the Tic Tac Touch, going through the different vestibular systems, the 7 different tactile and beyond systems of the senses, the different sensory systems. And one of the groups we did was movement. And in the movement group, we did some Tai Chi and we did some yoga, which are 2 fantastic things to do for all ages, which gets the flow of the chi, of the energy into the body, and to get the movement and just to get the body a little more flexible, a little more pliable, and a little more involved with trying to get in touch with oneself. And I didn't know what music to play, so I took the current songs, I took the famous songs at the time, and I used it for those people. So you can imagine I'm with a group of different individuals. We have, you know, all types of nationalities, all types of people. And I put on my own iPhone iTouch at the time, and I'm playing Yesh Tikva, and I'm playing, you know, Shweki songs and Miami Boys Choir songs, and these people have no idea what this is, except for one guy. My wife reminds me, there's one guy that said, oh yeah, I know that song, I heard it on King's Parkway, King's Highway, great song, great song. So there are different ways to be involved in these things, and you can use music to motivate yourself, even if it's to the culture, even if it's to the person that has no idea and doesn't even remember this stuff, but he might have heard it. You know, John says, I heard it, I know it, I know this stuff. When I'm walking by King's Highway, someone's playing that Yesh Tikveh, really good song. You got to get me the name of it, okay, Mr. Tani? I go by Mr. Tani in my different settings, including in public school. And that was a very interesting experience. So yoga, they have yoga for kids. They have cosmic yoga. We tried it ourselves for our kids, I believe, one time. They have like a Harry Potter one. I believe she goes through different scenes, different stories, trying to explain to the kids, now we're going to run away from the Green Goblins by doing a special type of hop. You know, she uses these accents, and kids always listen to accents. For some reason, they think people with accents are smarter. So all of these different programs, besides Jack Hartman, who drives me crazy because every class uses him, and besides for Miss Marcy, Miss Patty, they have these other ones that are all British. And apparently, they're much smarter than the rest of us, and they put them on. Now it's time to learn the ABCs. For some reason, the kids like it better, and they actually listen better, but these other programs where you can actually get them to move are even better. Go Noodle is a huge app as well. I like to use with the different students. They have many different channels, and it gets the kids to move. They have the intense ones for like the teenagers and the middle schoolers, such as the warm-ups where they get them to do the squats and the lunges and the pull-ups and the push-ups. They do a lot of stuff. It's very cardio intensive, better for the older kids. But then they have Blazer Fresh, where they try to teach them the synonyms and the antonyms and the consonants. Very cute, very catchy. Another good one to get the kids involved is to get them to move. Getting the kids to listen to music, to move to music is good also. Very simple if you really want low tech, because in the DOE, we really have no money in many places. It's literally the other side. I was in another year where they literally had nothing. The music teacher brought in her own stuff, but also would play, you know, music freeze dance or musical chairs. And that's very simple, low key, low technology, low budget to get the kids involved as well, because we want it to be a medium that they can use, that they like to use, that they could be involved in using in their own life. Ideally, it would be great for kids to actually sit down and read. For us in our life, I always say the quintessential time of the entire week, in time of the entire Yom Tov, is when my wife and I sit down and we actually read. We specifically bought a massive, massive, well, we had to pay it off over a long time, but a massive sectional couch, very comfy with a matching love seat. Dafka for that reason, so that I could spread out, so that Danielle and my wife could spread out, so the kids could spread out, and we could read the books. And I literally went through 5 books over Yom Tov, over Passover, and it was a big win. It was awesome, really awesome. Unfortunately, Danielle was only able to go through 1 or 2 books, but I tried to go through 5 and I had to stop because it was, I was too immobile and I was getting a headache. But reading is fantastic. But obviously the kids that I work with right now don't actually get to read too much. Reading is hard for them, so we have to break it down. You know, they have to do the symbols, or they have to do the Velcro, or they have to do the touch screen board, the smart board, and the Promethean board is used. We actually just got a Promethean board in our room, as well our therapy room, which I share with 4 other people. Reading is a beautiful, beautiful medium, and I always recommend to switch over to the Jewish authors. I myself used to read Patterson and Grisham. I used to eat up their books 20 a week, you know, 20 a month. But once we got married, I wanted to switch over, and when we built the home for the kids, I really wanted to switch over, and we've tried to find substitutes for almost everything. You like Sherlock Holmes? There's a book called Detective by Design, which is the Jewish Orthodox female version of Sherlock Holmes. You like a PI, like Kinsey Malone, which was the Sue Grafton book, where she goes letter by letter, and it's a private eye trying to solve cases. So then you have Ya'al Reed, which is Ruthie Perlman's version. There's always a solution. I find that in the Jewish culture, they found solutions for almost everything, which I think is fantastic. I only wish that I invented them myself, and then we could be rolling in the deep, totally rolling in the deep. That would have been wonderful. And we'll get to that other mediums in a minute. But they have all the solutions. And you like short stories? You know, Reva Pomerantz has 2 full books of very moving short stories. You like a standalone story that's very dramatic, very emotional? Reva Pomerantz also has those. You love the mystery suspense thrillers? Eyal Gilboa from Yonah Sapir is also very good. Even the other Ruthie Perlman, the Colin and Leora books, are highly, highly recommended. awesome mystery suspense thrillers. That's actually my favorite genre. I'll read historical fiction. I'll read, these emotional books, these dramatic books. Me and all the ladies, I guess. I don't know how many men read these books, but I love reading, so I'll read them anyway. But the mystery suspense thriller, those are the best. Those are literally the best, where it's nonstop pages. You can't put it down. Those are the best type of books. I hope you agree. You can't put them down. But reading is also a wonderful medium. If it's a stressful day, a stressful week, when you can just soak it in on Chavez, and then if you could have like a treat with it, like a really good drink, a really good snack. For me, it's the sour six, the pomegranate seeds, and like apple juice are like my top three, like Minas Shemayim, top three things for Onik Shabbos. But you find your own, whatever you can do. That really makes it all the best. Another wonderful thing as a therapeutic medium is writing. My wife is a published author on Aish.com. Amazing, excellent articles. If you love to write and you love to have the written word, it's really a beautiful thing. If you get a cathartic feeling out of writing, then you should write also. There's actually an app that I just got recently. I haven't used it yet, but as per the recommendation of many people, I speak to someone every week. He talks about that journaling is very good. Journaling is very important and really could be helpful. Anytime you're feeling anger, rage, disappointment, stress, if you journal it, you write it down, you could compile a book over the years. Some people like an actual diary, but then they're worried that someone could get into it and it's private and they'll feel a breach of privacy. Some people get a diary with a code and a lock. Some people can use their app on their phone also and keep it private. But journaling is also very helpful and very beneficial. If you want a dedicated music app, you want dedicated music players, I have three solutions for you. Number one, 24/6. I've still been dying to get that. One day I hope to get it when we're rich, rolling in the deep times 500. It's like the Jewish version of the iPod. It came out in the past few years. The iPod itself died. It stopped production in 2022, 2023. I don't know why they felt like there was no calling for it anymore. I would have kept getting it. We still have the last one, the last iPod Touch out there ever since then. It's like in our drawer. We personalized it and it's just sitting there. It's now a relic. It's now vintage. It's now an antique or whatever they call it. It's a collector's item. But at least 24/6, hopefully, it's not going anywhere. It's basically a dedicated Jewish player, only Jewish music, only kosher content. I love it. They have colors and they have like 64 gigabytes on it. And they have the family player, which lets you play videos of only kosher stuff like Benny Friedman videos, Mordechai Shapiro videos. They also have Torah content, Torah Shiurim. 24/6.app is their website if you want to get it. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant solution. I only wish that we invented it ourselves. And they have the other one, which I like the most, that I would take with me on the road one day, maybe, is the Solo 2 now. They updated it and it only plays music. I don't need the videos. I don't actually like watching videos. I don't even do videos myself. My podcasting, I refuse to do video. My wife has said 100 times to do it. I actually only like audio. I'm very into the radio, into the audio. I don't need people to see my face or to watch. I actually want them to listen. Listening is more beneficial when you're watching. When you're washing dishes or when you're driving on the road, when you're folding laundry, you can't always be watching stuff, but you really can always listen. When you're driving, it's very dangerous to watch stuff, but it's good to listen to stuff. We used to drive way back in the day. We took long road trips before we had all our kids, and we were on the road for a long time. I can't watch stuff. That's super dangerous, but we could listen to audiobooks. Harry Potter walked into the room and talked to Ron. With the different voices, and they should have them for Jewish audiobooks, and they do. And we're still working on it on different Jewish platforms and trying to get it. But there are places to listen to it and to get it. I believe Mostly Music has it, and I think Eichler's might have it. Different ones, especially from the MAGA books, and I forget the name of the other one. But there is a MAGA that has a lot of different ones. MAGA, the MAGA, I forget his name, but there is a guy that has those as well. And that's one of the solutions. Another brilliant solution is the Naqi radio, which I'm a huge fan of. We have the Naqi Home, which they don't really make anymore. It comes with a remote and two speakers, and it connects to all the Jewish stations out there, including Nachum Segal, which two of my shows are on. Tani Talks Parsha on Thursday nights, and Tani Talks Radio, which we air on Monday, but also air on Wednesday on his channel, on that channel, which is a beautiful blessing and a bracha. And that's a beautiful way to get Jewish music, to listen to podcasts, and it streams throughout the home. It connects to the internet. It only plays kosher content, only kosher ability. And they also have an app, which I have as well, which is the Naqi Go. And it lets you listen to the Jewish method, the Jewish solution of getting involved. Again, I wish I invented that myself, brilliant solution. If you go to their website, nakiradio.com, you'll see what they offer now. Still a very cool product, still a very cool technique to be able to be involved in that. We had a radio station, but we closed it recently, but we still have the show in podcast and Zoom format, and on radio format, of course, the Nachum Segal itself. But you can build your own station on radio.co or different players, and you know, you could listen to actual Jewish music on Nachum Segal Network, which is brilliant. And it's very calming. They have a whole lineup throughout the week. On Thursday nights, they have the Shabbos show, and they have the replay show. It's very cool, very simple ways, another therapeutic medium to be involved in. If you like puzzles, if you like to be challenged cognitively, crossword puzzles and word finds are really good to do. And if you want it to be really cool, then do the one from our kids. You know, we built a book. Over 5, 6 years, I've been working on this concept for 5, 6 years. And then the last year, I put it the pedal to the metal. My wife, Danielle, wrote all the poems. All the writing is her. My illustrator did the artistry of the book. And I, myself, am the content creator and the originator of the whole concept. We are deep in the throes of book two. But book two can be bought on lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. It came out beautifully, brilliantly. And it is a wonderful soft cover edition. And in that book, I mentioned, because in that book, I made sure in section three to have every type of kid game possible. I put in I saved the Sudoku for book two, but you don't know that yet. Crossword puzzle, I put in, I put a word find in, I put a word combobulator, when the letters are out of order. Sometimes I can't think of the words out of the scramble. The word scramble, I put in mazes. I put in, you know, spot the difference, coloring pages, everything a kid could want, cut and paste pages because I'm an OT by trade. And of course, finding five on this family is the actual OT idea of figure ground, of being involved in finding different items and different people in a picture versus what's in the background. And I worked on this for such a long time on purpose. I love the concept. I love the book. You can get it on lulu.com, Find a Fievel, Fun with Fievel and Family. That's our first book. And the plan is to go through a whole series. I actually have a 5 series in mind, hard at work in number two, and I already outlined the whole number three as well. Also has all these different cool things, and it's very, very fun for the family. For the kids especially, I built it with kids like 4 to 10 in mind, loosely based off my own children, my own family. And we had a character in book two, obviously, as well. But different cool things to be involved with. We want there to be coloring. You could do color by number, color by letter. We're actually working on that for book two. For Find Fievel, fill in the blanks and Mad Libs. I put in Mad Libs also in book one. A whole silly story for Fievel and the items. Simple things, fun things that you can be involved in, that you could see for your family, for kids, for different people around you. Different mediums to be involved with. They have all these activity books of nonsense, of Nourishkeit, of Pixar movies and Disney movies. Why not be with a real good solution of real good Jewish content? There's also pottery. People who like to work with their hands, people who like to be involved with different things, they like something like pottery, to be able to create something, to construct something, for the ability to build something out of your hands is a really special thing. You know, my wife's grandfather and his son are very good at that, with the cabinetry and the woodworking, and he was very involved in building stuff. I am not handy on any level. I don't have such a talent. Hashem gave me creative things in different ways, but that's not my thing. I'm not involved in that. But if you like to build, you like to like make pottery, you like to make clay, very cool things to do. And it's very cathartic. It's very soothing. It's a real therapeutic medium to be involved with and to try to work at. People like to work out. I mentioned in the beginning, it's a good way to sublimate all that tense feelings, all that stress, all that difficulty, all that feeling in your life. You want to put it into a better medium. You go to the gym and you knock those weights out, and you knock the jump rope out, or the elliptical, or the treadmill, or the bike. Bike riding itself, I actually think, is probably one of the best things known to man. I haven't done it in a long time, obviously, for many different reasons, but you could have a stationary bike. We have one in the basement that gathers dust, but at least it's there, just in case. Real bike riding is the best. I used to zoom down hills, going up to like 10, 50 miles per hour, and would go around the streets again and again, getting that hour in. And I felt it in the joints and the bones. And it felt so good to zigzag around the whole neighborhood, up and down those hills. Bike riding is a really good way also to be involved in pushing those elements, pushing those muscles, pushing those elements. Running and jogging is fantastic. And of course, swimming is good too. When I worked in HASC in 07, 08, 09, swimming was really beneficial for the children that had the special needs, especially those that had very tight, stiff, and very contracted limbs. They couldn't really move during the day. They needed the use of aquatherapy. They needed the use of the water to actually get themselves moving, to get themselves mendable and pliable and flexible. And the water was like a miracle thing that Hashem created, that they actually could move. They actually could be more mobile. And the water literally loosened their limbs. They were always so stiff. They were always so contracted. They were always in the flex position, and it was not possible for them to do so. But when you put them in the water literally had a calming effect. And that's why a lot of people feel like a shower or a jacuzzi or these saunas, it really helps for them. I myself really understand that. When you have stressful elements, stressful things, people want to take the 20, 30, 40 minute showers and they just are in Zen mode. People like to work out for 20, 30, 45, 50 minutes because they're in that Zen mode. They're in that Zen ability. But whatever we could do to be involved in different aspects, we should use. There's also Yidflix, which is like the Jewish Netflix. It has games, it has TV shows, it has movies. Really cool stuff over there. That's also a Jewish solution that I wish I had myself thought of. But you can do that too. Jewishpodcast.fm is where you can make podcasts, and Yidpod is another app where you can listen to Jewish podcasts. You can listen to Jewish Shiurim. Of course, there's Chazak, and there's YU Torah, there's OU Torah, and there's so many places to listen to Torah. Of course, there's Meaningful Minute, and there's Sparks of Nation, beautiful groups. And I always say technology should be used not to stress you out, but it should be used to help you to find Torah, to connect to things, to do chesed, to do Torah, to do mitzvahs on a day-by-day basis. We should find ways to infuse therapeutic mediums into our life to make our life feel less stressful, to feel more beneficial, to feel more conducive. And hopefully this was a little foray into different elements, different aspects, different ways that we can bring these things into our life on a day-to-day basis. Thank you for joining us here on Tani Talks Radio. Join us next week, same place, same time, where we talk a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.